the headlines, officials at the Ministry of Infrastructure have issued an alert to members of the motoring public on the expected impact of ongoing remedial roadworks being undertaken along the Castries to Groseley Highway. Tensions surrounding impending elections have continued to build as Dominicans prepare to go to the polls tomorrow. And competition will begin in Trinidad tonight at the indoor center of the National Cycling Velodrome with 17 of the expected 20 countries taking part. Details coming up.
Giving at Massey Stores, Supermarket, and TJ's. Over 5.5 million loyalty points to be won. That's how we're spreading the love. Every week, we're giving away 50,000 loyalty points to two lucky customers at each Massey Stores Supermarket location and 25,000 loyalty points to one lucky customer at TJ's. Enter with every $100 spent and remember to swipe your Massey card. Promotion runs until December 31st. Terms and conditions apply. Season's greetings from your Massey Stores family.
Honey, I just looked at the insurance for the house and realized that you put the stated value to be less than half of what the realtor says it's worth?
Yeah, I did that on purpose to keep the premium down.
But you do realize that if anything happens, we could only build back half of the house, right?
Boy, don't insure half your home. Being underinsured is as bad as not being insured. Get a certified appraiser to assess your property and make sure you insure it at the correct rebuild value. Hon, what are you doing with the tape measure?
I'm checking to see where you're going to sleep in your half a house.
Magical Insurances. Fast, fair, and always there.
Sunbelt is celebrating wonderful weekends this Christmas with 20% off storewide, plus 10% off lumber and selected doors and 5% off plywood every Friday, Saturday, and Sunday in December before Christmas. It's the best time to get all your building and hardware supplies. But remember, the sale is on every Friday, Saturday, and Sunday in December before Christmas. So hurry on down while stocks last. Offer ends 24th December. At Sunbelt, we do it best.
And now with the details of the news, I am Kiba Talium. Officials at the Ministry of Infrastructure have issued an alert to members of the motoring public on the expected impact of ongoing remedial roadworks being undertaken along the Castries to Groseley Highway. Communication Officer with the Ministry of Infrastructure, Ports, Energy and Labour, Shannon Bourne, in addressing the ongoing disruptions to the flow of traffic, noted that plans to conclude the remedial works at soonest have been implemented.
We just want to alert members of the motoring public of the inconveniences which are being experienced along the Castries-Groseley Highway as a result of ongoing works for the Sandals to Shock Road widening project. The milling works which are being undertaken overnight, they're really necessary to ensure a successful completion of the project and to ensure that we have a proper final surface when the asphalt is laid. At present, you have a number of rough patches on the roadway, and that is leading to some traffic backup and some inconveniences to the motoring public.
Laborn provided further direction to motorists on means which can be employed to alleviate the ongoing issues with the flow of traffic.
We want to just inform the drivers that the roadway is safe for them to drive as usual, but with reduced speeds. They also have the option to use the back road. So it would be an advisable option to drivers to use the back roads, the Mondador Balata Union and the Kawili Mondador Union exits, back roads, to try to avoid those delays on the Castries-Groseley Highway. We want to apologize. We're going to be working overnight expeditiously over the next few days to try to complete the milling works and to lay the final surface, but the members of the public are advised to use the back roads over the next couple of hours. We want to be working with a number of the media houses and the radio stations to put out notices so members of the public know what's happening. But we apologize on behalf of the Ministry of Infrastructure. We thank drivers for their patience and understanding.
Communication Officer with the Ministry of Infrastructure, Ports, Energy and Labour, Shannon Laborn. Tensions surrounding impending elections have continued to build as Dominicans prepare to go to the polls tomorrow. The Republic nation has been rocked by protests in recent weeks, with nationals agitating for the implementation of constitutional reform ahead of the 2019 elections. Images and videos of streets barred by flaming debris and nationals protesting through the streets expressing dissatisfaction with representation by the incumbent government have gone viral as Election Day looms. Addressing their reason for the position taken, one group of men from the community of Newtown spoke to Unite Caribbean, describing the protests as a fight for the future of their nation.
We are Dominica, the truth. We are Dominica.
The future of the culture, our youths and them. All of us, our youths.
We are the first generation from independence, and we'd like to see prosperity that we expected in Dominica from independence to materialize. And at the present moment, the dream that Dominica was is not materializing. It is being destroyed. People have been asking and protesting the fact that we do not have electoral reform as far back as 2011. In fact, in 2011 is when the government initiated electoral reform. We had 2019 and whole election cycle after, and we still cannot get to electoral reform. So on a particular day, we were passing by and we saw that Lofters didn't have no support. There was no support for an issue that needed supporting.
Yes.
So we decided as young people in the country, we're going to support the movement for freedom of us, freedom for our children, and freedom for the rest of our people, because we recognize what is going wrong.
Describing the need for action as necessary, the group spokesman, who remained unidentified, noted that their actions sought to ensure the voice of Dominicans is heard internationally.
We want it better, so we decide the only way we can want better is to take up the fight for ourselves on our own and lend support to the people who have already been fighting the cause, which is Lofters Dura, Dr. IP, and anybody else in the society who was against the fact that we were going to an election without no reform. We called for people. And when enough people came, we made a statement. And that statement is being led around the world. Yes, we took a little tear gas. But now everybody knows that we in Dominica are fighting for our right to control our country against an evil government, an evil police station, a corrupt judiciary. We need electoral reform to clean our system. We need electoral reform to clean our system from total corruption. The leaders have failed us. Everybody seems to be compromised by Skerrit's money.
Meanwhile, a recent move to file an injunction blocking Friday's general election from going forward has been denied by Dominica's High Court. Judge Bernie Stevenson ruled that since the president of Dominica, Charles Saverin, had already issued a writ to hold the elections, the High Court could not intervene. Lennox Lawrence, lawyer to Dominica's president, commented on the decision, noting that the accusations made by the leader of Dominica's opposition, United Workers Party, have been unsubstantiated.
So the court said no, the election will continue. Because under our law, and it's not only the law of Dominica, but the law of the Commonwealth, that says that once the president, as the head of state, issues the writ or the proclamation for the elections, then the elections must proceed. And if one wants to challenge it, then one has to challenge it, a person has to challenge it by a petition after the holding of the elections. The accusations that Mr. Linton has been making, he has not provided a single shred of evidence of those accusations. In fact, the Prime Minister has sued him in the court in Dominica for those accusations.
On Monday night, Prime Minister Roosevelt Skerrit addressed the nation, calling on opposition leaders and supporters to stop trying to prevent Friday's elections. Mr. Skerrit had previously described the electoral process as being one which remained fair.
The elections on December 6 are being held under the same electoral laws which have governed Dominica's free and fair elections and democratic process since our attainment of independence. Both the current Labour government and the UWP opposition have been elected through this exact process and under the same laws and conditions. It is this same process and those same laws that saw the United Workers Party increase its seat count in the last general elections in Dominica and also its share of the popular vote. It is with this same process and these same laws that the United Workers Party and its supporters are forecasting a massive win for the opposition on December 6. So one must ask, what really is the reason and the cause for this gangster-like action?
Prime Minister of Dominica, Roosevelt Skerritt. Competition in the Caribbean Boxing Championships will begin in Trinidad tonight at the Indoor Center of the National Cycling Velodrome, with 17 of the expected 20 countries taking part. St. Lucia's officials attended the technical meeting last night, which was followed by the draw and this morning the weighing program got underway. For the updated details, here is Team St. Lucia manager, Joseph Reds Pereira.
The official weigh-in ceremony started this morning just after 7:30 in South Trinidad and Cuba. And the news, first of all, in Nathan Ferrari, is not a good one for St. Lucia and the Caribbean, because this young talented boxer failed the actual weigh-in and was over by 3 pounds. He was down to fight in the 64 kg. Why this is happening, who's responsible? I think the Boxing Association of St. Lucia will certainly be putting more information out. But we have more good news on Dudley O'Shaughnessy. He, first of all, in the draw, gained a bye into the second round. And tomorrow, when the boxing starts tonight, he will be opposing a Trinidad and Tobago competitor. His father, who is with us, his coach, Brian O'Shaughnessy, have some ideas of what the Trinidad boxer looks like and what is ahead for Dudley once he can overcome the Trinidad opponent.
We was at the Pan American qualifiers earlier this year. We saw the Trinidad opponent boxing in that competition. He didn't progress through the rounds, but we got a look at him, and we've had a look on YouTube to see what he's like. He's a tall range of fighter, so we're well prepared for it.
And beyond the Trinidad opponent, if all goes well, what would be the next rung like?
Well, on the other half of the draw, Jamaica fights today. I think they've got Guyana. And then the winner fights again tomorrow, so we get the winner of that. But we're not looking at that. We're just focusing on Trinidad tomorrow. And then once we get past that, we'll look at the other opponents.
Very fit, mentally strong. He's gotten over the jet lag?
Yes, very fit physically and mentally. He arrived a couple of days prior to me because I wanted him to acclimatise. His weight is good. His mind's in a good place. We've just come back from the Tama tournament in Finland, where he got a bronze. So he's not ring rust, he's match fit, and he's ready to go.
That report by Joseph Reds Ferreira. Now to the regional news developments brought to you, the kind compliments of Tire Zone.
Getting brand new quality tires and rims for your vehicles have never been so easy. Tire Zone in the blue building next to the VG roundabout sells tires for motorcycles for as low as $180. What? But that's not all. Tire Zone also stock tires for all types of vehicles, including 13-inch for as low as $99, 14-inch starting from $150, 15-inch starting at $185, 16-inch for as low as $195, and 17-inch starting from only $200. Why buy used tires when you can get quality brand new tires for such low prices at Tire Zone? Visit us in the blue building next to the VG roundabout or call 452-1313, 486-4459 or 724-5996. Again, 452-1313, 486-4459 or 724-5996. Email us at tirezone.slu@gmail.com. Check us out on Facebook and Instagram. Tire Zone.
This is is the Carib Update News Service, and I'm Wendy Chateau reporting. Dominica's Prime Minister says Friday's elections are on and will be held in security and to international standards. This is the big story we're tracking this hour on Thursday, December 5, 2019. Details of this story and more straight ahead. Now for the details. Dominica's Prime Minister Roosevelt Skerrit has assured people there that there will be election on Friday and it will be held in security and to international standards. Skerrit made the comment late Wednesday in an interview to the media, moments after he addressed a meeting in Roseau Central, where his wife is a candidate.
We will have elections on December 6th because it's our constitutional right to conduct our elections, and we shall have free and fair election in Dominica. So the disturbances...
The Dominican leader called reports of violent behavior from what is believed to be opposition supporters as isolated. The incidents have been mainly in two opposition strongholds, in Marigot and Salisbury.
So the disturbances that happen in Dominica, really, it's isolated, the country is safe, but it is something that's unnecessary, and it's something that we all should condemn of what has been done by the United States Party.
There's a number of Dominicans in Antigua.
Skerrit said that the opposition is aware it will lose the elections and so is trying to disrupt the vote and to scare people from coming out.
That the Workers' Party recognize that they lose it and they are seeking to prevent the holding of elections in Dominica. But that's not going to happen. We will have elections in Dominica.
At a meeting, the Dominican leader said the opposition is seeking to intimidate people who will go out to vote on Friday. There have been reports of attempts to stop people from coming into the country, ostensibly to vote. But Skerrit told supporters that once their name is on the list, they are entitled by law to vote. Earlier Thursday, in a radio address, Skerrit said the harassment of people will not be tolerated.
Let us be clear also that the intimidation of voters and other law-abiding citizens in this country will stop in the prelude to voting. I will not have lawless persons attempt to frustrate decent voters on their way to the polls or destroy the democratic process in Dominica.
Skerrit suggested that police officers might toughen their stance to put an end to what he called lawlessness.
Law enforcement officials have exercised as much restraint as is humanly possible. They have endured verbal abuse, physical abuse, threats of violence, injury, and even threats of death.
The Dominican leader condemned the harassment of the Catholic bishop by protesters a few days ago.
We saw on video on social media his lordship, the Bishop of Roseau, enduring the worst kind of vile and filthy verbal abuse, and quite frankly, assault, as persons in Marigot got into his face to shout their abuse. This is the constituency of the leader of the opposition, United Workers Party. This is where the road blockage and burning of waste in the public road started.
Dominican trade unionist Thomas Letang, who is a member of the Dominica Electoral Reform Group, is critical of the arrival of members of the regional security services, suggesting that it is putting bandage on a bad situation.
That is not going to solve the issue, because they cannot be in Dominica forever. At some point, they have to leave. So if you bring them here and they can in some way temporarily cool down what is happening, what happens after they would have left?
Members of the RSS arrived in Dominica Tuesday amidst some growing concern about the potential for security situations to deteriorate after opposition-inspired actions of road blocking and tire burning in two strongholds of the United Workers Party. The government said this has been isolated incidents and Dominica is safe for both residents and visitors. But the inserting of the RSS was a precautionary measure. The incumbent Dominica Labour Party has accused the opposition of inciting violence. And when asked at a press conference this week, UWP leader Lennox Linton said he had no moral responsibility to talk about peace in what he called a situation of injustice. Letang suggested that the region should have paid more attention to the situation in Dominica long before now.
While Dominicans were making noise for electoral reform, CARICOM remained silent. They said nothing. They said nothing about it. Now that we have some issues, and we have to remember the situation.
The trade unionist also suggested that the RSS could be seen as an intimidating force. This is Newsbreak from the Carib Update News Service. In more news, an official of Dominica's Election Commission says they have taken steps to ensure that there is less waiting in lines by people who turn up to vote on Friday. EBC spokesman Elias Dupuis said that in areas where there are large numbers, they've split the polling divisions to two separate boxes.
We believe that what we have done is created an opportunity where it shouldn't take persons an excessively long period of time to be able to vote. In fact, a number of polling stations from the last elections have been split up to allow for less time at the sort of time waiting. In a few particular constituencies in 2014, it was a problem, including my own polling district. I didn't get to vote until 8:30 p.m. that night. And of course, the polls are supposed to close at 5 o'clock. So those in those particular areas where you would have had larger crowds, we've taken a look at it. We've made adjustments and instituted new polling stations so that...
That was your Carib News update presented by Wendy Chateau. It is now 1 p.m. Time check is brought to you exclusively by Axel Finance.
Bring home happiness. Axel Finance. This Christmas I want to do. Axel Finance. I can do stuff for my room. Axel Finance. Finally curtains for my room. Axel Finance. I go with Axel Finance. Ready in a way. Soap, fridge, washer, love stuff. Home appliances. From now till December. It's joy and happiness. It's for every family member. That's what Christmas is. With Axel Finance. Bring home happiness. Let me go. Finally, I can get the loan I need. Axel Finance is giving away home appliances.
Visit Axel Finance or call us today at 450-8222. Terms and conditions apply.
Bring home happiness.
The Carib News update was brought to you with the kind compliments of Tire Zone.
Getting brand new quality tires and rims for your vehicles have never been so easy. Tire Zone in the blue building next to the VG Roundabout sells tires for motorcycles for as low as $180. What? But that's not all. Tire Zone also stock tires for all types of vehicles, including 13-inch for as low as $99, 14-inch starting from $150, 15-inch starting at $185, 16-inch for as low as $195. And 17-inch starting from only $200. Why buy used tires when you can get quality brand new tires for such low prices at Tire Zone? Visit us in the blue building next to the VG Roundabout or call 452-1313, 486-4459 or 724-5996. Again, 452-1313, 486-4459 or 724-5996. Email us at tirezone.slu@gmail.com. Check us out on Facebook and Instagram.
To end the news, a recap of the headlines. Officials of the Ministry of Infrastructure have issued an alert to members of the motoring public on the expected impact of ongoing remedial works being undertaken along the Castries to Grosley Highway. Tensions surrounding impending elections have continued to build as Dominicans prepare to go to the polls tomorrow. And competition in the Caribbean Boxing Championships will begin in Trinidad tonight at the indoor center of the National Cycling Velodrome, with 17 of the expected 20 countries taking part. This has been the Midday News Edition. I'm Kiba Talium. Good afternoon.